Hey, everybody, it's Dan Patrick, your host of The Dan Patrick Show. I want to drop into the feed here and tell you about another show that I host. It's called That Scene, which is out now wherever you listen to your podcast. In each episode, I chat with different celebrity actors about some of their most iconic, memorable scenes, like Will Ferrell streaking in Old School, Bryan Cranston saying goodbye to Walter White on Breaking Bad, or Tig Notaro doing topless stand-up after a double mastectomy. Here's a clip from our episode with John Cena. Hope you enjoy. What was your favorite line in that scene?
I love being able to try to talk the dude into, like, for lack of a better term, like a fight. We're going to go settle this in the parking lot, and it's not going to be what you think. What if someone was really talking, wanting to start a fight, but also confused about what that may be because he's confused about himself, and maybe this is a cry for help. I'm not sure.
And then, you know, when he says, you know, hey, Mark Wahlberg, and, you know, you're like, Mark Wahlberg, he's like 150 pounds.
Yeah.
I look like the guy who ate Mark Wahlberg.
I've had that comparison just because our geography, we're both New England guys. We both have a similar look, but we both have a very sizable difference. I just went into a reactionary state where I was like, I've heard this a bunch of times. I'm trying to talk smack. So I'm like, I'm this weight. How do you not see that? How can you call me Mark Wahlberg? I would be two Mark Wahlbergs. And that led to that.
And you're both musicians, rappers.
Yeah. I hung out in my underwear in the Suicide Squad. So we're kind of like both underwear models too. You know, I actually played his adversary in Daddy's Home. Honestly, I think it was that moment in Trainwreck. And Mark Wahlberg himself was like, hey, we need to get John for the button of Daddy's Home.
How long would Mark last in the ring?
Mark would be fine. I just think it would be developing that callus, getting used to falling down all the time. But anyone who has the charisma to hold an audience, WWE is made for that. I'm so glad that they don't take the plunge and experience the energy for themselves, because I'd be totally out of work.
That was just a preview of That Scene with Dan Patrick, my Amazon original podcast. To hear the rest, listen wherever you get your podcasts, or listen to every new episode 2 weeks early, only on Amazon Music.